I know that we had a long day. Before we can start our meeting as usual, I'll request that we observe moment of silence for meditation and prayer. Thank you very much and amen. Biogazi, can we note apologies?
So two apologies, Chair. Mr. Sean August won't be able to attend the meeting at DM20. She's not feeling well. That's all, Chair.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Today is a continuation. The agenda is the continuation of the meeting that we have started with the planning and monitoring and evaluation, receiving the performance of the Department of Human Settlement and Water and Sanitation on Human Settlement for 2019-2020 as part of the BRRR. We have received the performance of the department from the Auditor General. We've engaged with the department and the three entities. Today we're meeting with the last entities, which is the National Housing Finance Corporation and Social Housing Regulatory Authority. I want to take this opportunity to welcome the chairpersons of the board and the CEO of the entities. As we welcome them, hand it over to them for their presentation. Let's start with National Housing Finance Corporation.
Thank you, Chair. Our CEO, Mr. Tati, is here. He will lead us with the presentation.
Who's that? Whom are we talking to?
The person talking is Phekane Ramarumo, the acting chair of NHFC.
Okay. Can you switch on your camera so that we can just see you? Then you can. Okay, thank you very much. CEO.
Good evening, Chair. Minister, Deputy, Honorable Members of the Committee, and colleagues. The manner in which we're going to be presenting is two of my colleagues who are going to assist our presentation will be chunked into three, with me doing the early part and closing. Can I ask that we leave to the presentation to share?
CEO, for a minute, can the host receive other members on the waiting room? Proceed, CEO. Thank you.
I'm waiting to leave to share the presentation, Chair. you know, the challenges of the technology.
We can share the presentation. I'll give you the right.
Can I leave from my side?
Yes. I'm loading the presentation, CEO.
Okay. Is it not up already? Mandu? Read from your side.
Let me know if you can see CEO.
Not yet. Or should I do it here?
Yes, please.
If you're battling.
I'm battling to get the presentation.
Apologies.
Yeah.
Can I check if members can see?
Yeah, it's on now.
Yes, you can see.
Thank you, Chair, once again for the opportunity. I will be covering with my colleagues the overview on National Housing Finance Corporation. We will share with you the performance of the past financial year, share with you the areas of success, as well as the Auditor General report findings, and then just how do we see the future. Just uppermost to put that, as National Housing Finance Corporation, we are already geared and gearing ourselves as the erstwhile national, the HSDB, that is soon to be promulgated. So everything that we currently engage with now at this stage is primarily aimed at us. We are a Schedule 3 public entity, which was created to support the delivery of housing through the provision of affordable housing finance. The organization has been in existence, as we all know, since 1996. It operates at the national level, providing wholesale funding to the affordable housing market. Our funding focus has primarily been on social housing institutions, non-bank retail intermediaries, where the banks do not serve, privately owned property developers, construction companies, and other investors with whom we've always created partnerships to enable the delivery of funding to our target market. The secondary focus has been the loan origination from other wholesale funding institutions through equity and quasi-equity that leveraging other people's resources for the same market benefit so that they can be able to service the affordable market. Our mandate has since been expanded to include rural housing as well as supplying bridging finance to developers and construction companies, especially those that the banks cannot effectively service. We've been rated historically on a long-term A+ and short-term A1 on international standard, and then the long-term B to BB-. As we all know, due to the COVID environment and others, that process has been suspended. We are resuscitating it now as we gear ourselves for more funding in the future. We have four areas in which we generate our revenue. It's through debt lending and subsidy programs, through equity investments in subsidiaries through which we operate, program and funding management, and incremental housing finance to pick up those NGOs that cannot access for the same target market. Just to summarize the origin of ours, inauguration 1996 is a development finance institution. This emphasis we always want to put forward as an institution that is where normal financial institutions would not. We're not primarily for profit, but to increase on the impact or the developmental impact to the market which we serve. 100% state owned. To date, we're sitting as an asset base of 6.28 billion and liabilities of about 1.65. Self-sustaining, as I said earlier, our core business is really broadening and deepening access to affordable housing finance. A national institution that operates throughout the country. What is our strategic objectives? We're expanding the housing finance activities through the effective provision of housing finance solutions to enable the gap market households to have a choice and be able to borrow for housing or for shelter. Facilitating increased and sustained lending by financial institutions to the lower end of the housing market. So in quite a sense, it's enabling even the traditional institutions to be able to serve this market through our partnership. We stand geared to facilitate transformation and change within the affordable housing sector. In that way, transform the society of South Africa to enable integrated human settlements to allow people who previously would not have been able to have shelter to be able to have shelter. Shows that the initiatives of provision of RDP houses has created equity into the pockets of people who previously would not have had that equity. And then the process of driving change through transforming ourselves from being a national housing institution to the bank that we've been here to be. Having done that introduction, Chairman,
whereby we're doing social housing, the grant funding will go in first before our money comes to be invested in the project. In certain instances, it depends at the time the project has been approved, that if it's a phased project, you find that the disbursement will happen over time. So that can also take time. We have of the total disbursement approved and spent 566 million towards supposedly each client. Move to the next slide, please. This slide is talking to the operational performance in terms of impact. We have created 32,687 incremental housing opportunities. Of that, 2,669 units in terms of houses on the ground. The reason this number looks low is because we only count units that are fully completed. So you may find that at the end of the year, of the financial year, some units are still in construction, and because they're not completed, in the past the auditors said just count the units that we complete, and we see the numbers seem to be low. Below this is the flip. In terms of flips, we have approved 123 million in total, and that equates to 2,212 applications. Of that, 60 million has been dispersed, and it has benefited 1167 beneficiaries. Next slide, please. Chair, on the slide, I will just highlight the cost to income ratio. The others on top we have spoken to, the three bullets. In terms of the cost to income ratio, we closed the year sitting on 46%, which is a very good achievement of how efficient the corporation is. Our credit loss ratio tops to the loss due to the non-performing loans, that's sitting at 1.5% against a target of 63%. Excuse me, a target of 2.5%. The 63% talks to the cost to income ratio. We closed the year with a gross surplus of 220 million against a budget of 48 million. And we have leveraged 1.1 billion from the private sector. Next slide, please. This slide talks to what we prioritized in the year that is passed. Post-consolidation, it was very important that we focus on our ICT and implement a strategy for ICT. We found ourselves, the three entities coming together, there was a lot of alignment that we needed to do there, because there were a lot of systems, different entities were operating from various systems. So the year under review, a lot of work was done to streamline and align this so that operationally we are operating from one. And what was also important, we started the funding model exercise, because as human settlement bank, our aim is to attract a lot of the private sector funding so that we leverage our balance sheet to sustain ourselves. What was also important in the year under review was to conduct the skills audit, which was an important exercise that we had stuff coming from different entities coming together. And this was an important exercise to place people within the relevant positions. So we deployed staff into cross-functional teams. The other key thing was that we operationalized and modified the program. Chair, on the right here, I've got how we responded to the environment. It flavored a lot towards the COVID, which is very topical, as though it happened towards the end of the financial year. We know we've been under very difficult times with the recession and all that. So we just put here what happened towards the end of the financial year, a topical topic. With the president declared the Disaster Management Act, and the company had to make sure that it's ready, and we responded to that.